Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith. Hello, Hope family. I'm so thankful today. I'm so excited to be with you and share this word that the Lord has given me. Let me just tell you, we've been talking about being thankful in every season, and I love this season. I love Thanksgiving. I love the end of the year where we start to celebrate Christmas. In fact, it started in my heart about 3 months ago, but I'm just so thankful. Not just for this season, but for every season, because God is always faithful in every season. And I want to just encourage you today as we start to get into this, find the good in what God is doing around you. He is moving right now. There's no greater time to be alive than this day. I know that there's things that are going on around us, but I just want to encourage you by the Spirit. God is on the move, and I don't know about you, but I am thrilled to be a part of what He is doing in this time. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to gather together in your name, Lord, and to just hear your word. Father, I pray today that there would be a fresh anointing upon what you are going to say today, God. I thank you, Lord, that every ear that needs to hear this would hear, Lord, that lives would be transformed and changed as a result, God. We ask that you would teach us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, there's no secret that there's a lot going on around us. If you turn on the radio, if you turn on the news, if you turn on your phone, there's stuff going on around us. And I want to just say it's important for us to stop. You know, things are just always in motion. And it's important for us to stop and say, God, what are you doing right now? What is it that you're saying? And see the beauty in what he's doing around us. There's something beautiful happening, but what is it that we're putting our attention towards? What are we focusing on? You know, the enemy is always at work. He's always at work. He's made it his job to be a distraction, to try to get us off track from focusing on what we should be focusing on, to get us off track from being thankful, from giving God worship. From the very beginning, he was trying to take our praise, our worship away from the Most High God, the one true living God. So we have to know what's going on in the spirit realm. He's always at work. He does it through things that can be so simple, like us worrying, us being concerned about something, us getting sad about things that we don't need to be sad about. In every season, we need to stop and say, God, I know this might not look like what I thought it was going to look like, but I'm going to count my blessings. I'm going to count my blessings, because if we begin to count our blessings and name them one by one, it's amazing to see what God has done for us throughout the years. So, you know, it's more than just saying thank you. Being thankful is more than saying thank you. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. And that's what it should become, a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And I don't know about you, but I will not allow my joy to be stolen. It's happened to me in the past, and I made a decision. I said, I will not allow the devil to steal my joy, because that's what he's out to get, to distract us, to get our joy stolen, so that we begin to just focus on the things we don't need to focus on. And so we have to know that in every situation, God is working it out for our good. The Bible says it. So I want you to say this with me. My victory is determined. My victory is determined. My victory is determined. It doesn't matter what comes at me. It doesn't matter what I see going on in this world today. I know the end of the story because God has already promised it to us. And the word says that his word will not return void. So these are things, this is why we go back to the word to remind ourselves in the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges, and say, I will stand on God's word, and says that I am victorious. So I have a reason to give thanks. I have a reason to be thankful because I know that he's with me. I know he's seeing me through this. Now, I know that, you know, Pastor Joshua and I, we're loving people. We're joyful people. When we get up here, we're always trying to encourage people and tell them about God's hope and God's love and how great God is. And so oftentimes people don't get to see that we've gone through challenges as well. And I just want to take a moment and boast on God's greatness, boast on his goodness. About 10 years ago, almost, when we were having our firstborn daughter, our firstborn altogether, she was just everything that we had prayed for. We were so full of bliss and just joy at meeting her. And on day two, I remember it like it was yesterday. Doctor after doctor after specialist just kept coming to our room and saying, there's something wrong with her heart, and we're going to need to do open heart surgery. We'd like to do it in 3 months. And I don't know how many people have seen her when she was a baby. She was very little. She was very petite. And in my mind, I'm saying, how could you even do this? It was just so much to take in. And I remember we fought and we said, you know what, give us time. We need to pray. We got with our family, we got with the church, and we were just praying and praying. Finally, everything kind of came to a head at 5 months. When she was 5 months, we had to make a decision. And I just remember us going through so many seasons of just crying out to God, praying, fasting, and asking for God's hand to move. And at that point, we had to put her on the altar and say, God, she's yours. You gave her to us. She's yours, and we know that you're with us and that you're going to see her through. Thank you for Esperanza. Yes. 2 years after that, we went through with the surgery, and she's amazing. She is whole. She is well. She is healed. She is awesome. And I know it's because God's hand is upon her. 2 years after that, we had our little Christian. And 2 weeks after he was born, we took on the church. And it was amazing. You know, there were so many emotions involved with that because we knew that God had called us to do this. And we knew also that we needed God's help because we couldn't do this on our own. And so it was a time of excitement, and it was a time of discovering new things. And God had given us so many words about it. And all of a sudden, like in the first 5 years, there was people that started to go, and you know, and there was things that were said that were mean, things that people started to say about us that was just not true. And I couldn't understand it. And I remember just praying, and I said, God, you know, like we're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to follow you. Like, what is going on? And so God spoke to us. You know, he encouraged us all through the way. And God spoke to us about Pembroke Pines, us needing to plant ourselves in Pembroke Pines, that this is where we needed to be. So we came to Pembroke Pines. And in this very building, I remember we were fighting to get a foot here, and we were about to close on this very building, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, I have to take Christian to the hospital because he was just like limp in my arms. Like I was like, something is wrong. And when we took him there, they said, oh, he's got something with his blood, that there's something wrong with him. Again, you know, we got to stand on the word. God told us that our children would be fine, that our children are whole, that they're healed. I stood on the word. We stood on the word. We got with our family. We got with the church. We started praying. The boy is healed. The boy is whole and well. We fought and we got this building that we're sitting in now. We're so thankful. So that was another challenge. Then shortly after that, I started to get attack after attack in my physical body, and it just didn't make sense. I mean, I'm a healthy person. The attacks were more than just physical. It was a very spiritual battle. And I remember just being so broken that I couldn't do normal things with my kids that I should be able to do at that age. I said, I felt like so old. And I said, I'm not old. What is this? And we just came against it in Jesus' name. And after that period finally was towards the end, they tried to tell me that I had a propensity to genetically, possibly, to get cancer, a breast cancer specifically. And I had to sit in this place, in this cancer institute across the street where I had to stay while Esperanza was having open heart surgery. And I'm looking out the window and I'm just saying, the devil is a liar, and I know my God, and God, I give you thanks for the victory in advance. Sometimes we have to praise him in advance. We're standing on the word of God and we're giving thanks because we know that he is faithful. And I said, God, I know you're faithful. He gave me a word the year before that I did not understand what it was until I went through that battle. And it was that the substance of God was in my bloodstream. And I was like, what does that even mean? And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you foresaw what was happening. Thank you for opening my ears to hear what your spirit is telling me, to encourage me and let me know I'm not alone. Earlier this year, in the middle of all the stuff with Corona, it was right actually towards the beginning. You know, we had to close everything down as per the lockdown. And we started to just pray and try to encourage the people. There was a lot of people that were discouraged. And in the middle of that, my dad comes one of the nights over to our house, and he shares this file with me from a doctor's visit. And he said, I haven't been feeling so great. And they gave me this diagnosis. And they used words that I'm like, nobody wants to hear that kind of stuff, you know, that were related to cancer and other things like that. And I just said, I remember sitting in the living room and turning towards my dad, and I said, this is not for you. This is not what God has for us. And I said, God, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do in my father, how this is going to be a testimony. It is not his time, and I know that you've placed him in my life for such a time as this. We have to take those moments to give thanks. Rub it in the enemy's face. Let him know he has no control. Here's the awesome thing. It was last month. He came home and he said, everything's clean. I'm fine. They've given me a clean bill of health. And I didn't know what to do with myself because I was so full of the confidence of Christ, of so much faith, and I just knew that he was going to be fine. But we have to get to that place. I can't tell you I was always that full of faith, but I thank God he took me on a journey. If we're willing to go on the journey, if we're willing to give thanks in the middle of those moments, in the middle of those challenges, we will see his faithful hand deliver us from those things that we face. Thank you, Lord. So I look back on those moments and I say, how can I not give thanks? How can I not? He's been so good. His mercies are new every morning. He guides us through everything that we go through. It reminds me of the word that David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. So, you know, at times, I remember it was a discipline. It's not because you always feel like saying thank you. It's just, I know who God is. I said, I'm going to just give him thanks. I'm going to give him thanks. And I now that I have children, I've tried to teach them the same. It doesn't matter what you're facing. Wake up. Just be thankful when you wake up. I can hear it like if it was yesterday, me living in my parents' house. And my dad would always say, every day that you wake up is a good day. Every day that you wake up, you need to give God thanks that you woke up. And that's always stuck with me. We need to be with the mindset of Thanksgiving, with mindset that no matter what, whether it's a season to be thankful, whether it's a season where you're in the valley, be thankful. Thank God for what he's done. Let's go to Philippians 4:4-8. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season in life. Let joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One. Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten, I love that, fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Now let's go back and review this a little bit, okay? Because it starts out by saying, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Now we know when we look at when we look back in Ecclesiastes, it says that there's a season for everything, right? There's a season to laugh, to cry, to mourn. So how can we be joyful in a time where it's a season of mourning? And this is what I'm reminded of. David said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. God's word is not contradictory to itself. So the reason that we can have joy in the Lord, the reason we can have joy in moments of adversity and moments of brokenness is because the joy of the Lord is what strengthens us to continue. It's what strengthens us to go on. But sometimes we don't pursue that. When we look closely, we can see that his joy strengthens us through every season if we grab onto it. Let's think on good things. It ends on us thinking on beautiful things, positive things, right? Think on things that are beautiful, respectful, pure, holy. What are we meditating on? Because there's a lot of things that we can meditate on. We can meditate on worry. You know, I remember finding myself meditating. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if, playing out all these scenarios. We have to bridle ourselves and say, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to meditate on good things, God's faithfulness, that God sees us through. Thankfulness disarms negativity. Have you ever noticed, if you've ever done this, where there's something that seems to be going wrong in all kinds of ways, and you say, look, I'm just going to look at the good side, I'm going to look at the bright side, and you start focusing and saying things that are positive about what's going on, it begins to diminish the negatives. That's just how it works. Some people, it's hard for them, you know, they feel like, I just want to stay and sulk in the fact that this didn't work out the way that I wanted to work. That's not what God wants for us. That's not what God has for us. When we go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, be thankful in all circumstances. This is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, why is it his will? It's his will because he knows that there is a direct connection. There's a tie between being thankful and being blessed. There is a blessing attached to being thankful. So we have to guard our thoughts, guard our minds, set our minds on things above, not on what's going on in front of you, around you. Yes, you're in it, but that doesn't mean you succumb to it. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's defeated in the world. All right, so we need to immerse ourselves in what? Because we can't do it in our own strength. In the word of God, his presence. In his presence, he reminds us of who we are and how we need to think. Thinking is so important because our minds are what determine the rest of everything. If we are thinking on negativity, science shows it affects our bodies. It affects our actions, right? But if we can submit our minds to Christ and allow him to renew us, then the rest of us will follow suit. It is our mind that controls the things that we say. We have to submit our minds to the Spirit of the living God. All right, Colossians 3, 12 through 15. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members, I love this part. Listen to this. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let's dissect this. I love dissecting his word. He tells us to clothe ourselves first, right? With tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and forgiving people who offend us and make allowance for their faults. I mean, if that doesn't sound outrageous, it's not something you can easily do if you don't have the Spirit of God. So I think the question we need to ask ourselves, one of the questions we need to ask ourselves is, who do I need to forgive? Is there somebody that I need to forgive? Because I don't want anything standing in the way of me being thankful. I don't want anything to be a distraction to what God is wanting to do in my life. And another question we need to ask ourselves is, what are we clothing ourselves with? Because there's a lot of things. You could be clothed in pride. You could be clothed in anger. You could be clothed in selfishness. You could be clothed in being mean. You could be clothed in hate. We need to check ourselves and say, what am I clothing myself in? You could be clothed in worry. There's so many people walking around clothed in fear. I want to put on the garment of praise. I want to be in a place, we need to be in a place where we daily walk out, we've got our garment of praise on. We are ready to give thanks. We are ready to worship. We are ready when somebody is down, we say, hey, God is good. God is great. He's greater than what you see. He's greater than what you're feeling. And he is going to take us through to the other side. Put on your garment of praise every day. And then he says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together. Remember our last series about love? It was so good. There's something so important about love. We can't do this without love. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in our hearts. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. He's reminding us again that we are one, that we are supposed to operate together, not in separated ways of thinking, separated ways of being, but one. It, at this point, every man-made line is blurred. What are man-made lines? Culture, political party, opinions. The Bible says that now you're neither Jew nor Gentile, you're neither male or female, so it doesn't matter where we're coming from, what we've done, when we are redeemed before the Most High God, when we are believers together as his body, we should be one. We should not be divided. We should not allow the world to divide us. Let's turn from that. Let's say, God, we want to be one. We want to allow your peace to reside within us. So this is where I want to wrap it up. If we could just get this. Learn to count your blessings every day. Learn to count your blessings. Learn to think on good things. What are you allowing your mind to be consumed with? I will not allow the things of this world to consume my mind. I will elevate my thinking because I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me into all truth. And that is what I want to challenge us to do today. Let's put on our garment of praise. Let's not let complaining get in the way. Let's not let negativity get in the way. I'm so reminded of Moses, who had the responsibility to lead God's people into the promised land. They started off real thankful, and somehow they lost their way and stopped being thankful and began to murmur and complain. And they missed out on the promise. I want to be a part of the generation that thanks him daily, that does not forget to give thanks, that does not allow complaining and negativity and murmuring to be on their lips. When we look around, I'll tell you what I see when I look around with this pandemic. It could have been worse. I don't see what other people are wanting me to see. I do see that, but I acknowledge something greater, and that is God is at work behind the scenes. I will not allow somebody to narrate to me that we're defeated. God never said that. His church is glorious. His church stands on the top. He is here. He is salvation. So how can we be defeated? Think about where you would be if it weren't for him. Think about where you would be without his presence, without his grace, without him leading and guiding you, even in the moments that you felt alone. He never forsakes us. He's preserved us. He's preserved you. He's preserved me. And that's what leads me to say, I can only say thank you. I can only say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you give us. You give us these opportunities, Lord, to enter in and to be expanded in your presence. Lord, right now, we just say that we submit to you. Holy Spirit, help us, God, in areas that we have held back, Lord. If we've allowed unforgiveness in our heart, if we allowed negativity in our heart, if we've allowed complaining to be in our heart, God, we repent, Lord, and we just ask you, God, to make us new. Renew our minds, Lord. We submit our minds to you to be transformed, to be renewed. And we just say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you that you've never left us without. Thank you, God, that even in the face of adversity, in the face of things that have been seemingly overwhelming, God, that you have seen us through. I thank you, Lord, today, God, for each and every person that's listening. God, for the opportunity to be able to say Jesus in this place. God, that we can gather together and pray openly. We thank you. We don't take these things for granted, God. We thank you for the great. We thank you for the small. Let your spirit prompt us, God, when we're not being thankful. God, we want to be thankful, and we honor you for all that you're doing and for all that's to come. And if there's anybody that is saying, you know, I've heard a lot about this and I've never really given God an opportunity in my life, I want you to know that he is ready. He's ready to help you out. He's ready to take you in. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I recognize that I need you and that I can't do this without you. I ask for your forgiveness. Make me new and help me to walk this life out. Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Show me your way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.